What's going on, brothers? It's Lyman Taylor with a name. Got another video for you. It's written title, Year of Consequences, Part 2. Here goes. So, we are officially at the end of July, which means that the eviction moratoriums have pretty much expired. And this pretty much means that the power is out. Shout to RPM. Now, these next few days are going to be pretty rough. Especially for these bitch-made simps, these mention on butt plugs, and those who are stuck on stupid. They're too thirsty to stop pandering to anything with a musty X wound. You're going to see more ads for living girlfriends and for your brothers out there who used to date in the past or used to chase tail in the past. You're going to find more of these 304s, these troughs, these walking trash cans trying to hit you up and ask if they can stay with you, or they'll ask what you're doing. And this is where your lockout game comes into play. This is also where hashtag BIG comes into place. You see, our opposition, these feminuts, these walking trash cans, these DNA dumpsters, and those who were living in La La Land, you know, those who are sitting home collecting stimmy checks and pretending that everything is all peaches and cream and that this charity was just going to last forever, they're ambitious led by reality. And reality does not go away just because they refuse to accept it. They're learning it right now. It's going to be rough for them, but they're going to feel every bit of that. This is the era of consequences. They've had more than enough time to pull their shit together and actually put themselves in the situation to which this would not have to happen. They would not have to be thrown out of their homes. But it's here, and it's just going to get worse. Sucks for them. And speaking of this era of consequences and how these trollops are now backing away from equality, or now saying that men and women are not equal, it's come to my attention that it's like one particular woman, you know, the first one to win American Idol, like Kelly Clarkson, whatever her name is, she has to pay $200,000 a month in child support. And the feminists are livid. They're angry. They're calling her ex a deadbeat. But these are the same pieces of shit who were doing a little victory lap when Dr. Dre was ordered by the machinery of the state to pay Nicole Young $300,000 a month for life. You see, they don't understand that equality is just not a one-way street. Equality is not a one-way street. If you want equality, it means you're going to have to be equal all the way down the middle. This includes the consequences and responsibilities. But when those consequences and those responsibilities dog their steps, they want to run for cover. They don't pretend that feminism didn't happen. They don't pretend that they weren't bitching and crowing for 6 decades for equality. But this is the era of consequences. And the consequences are not going away just because they refuse to accept it. They ask for equality without her getting it. It's here. And the same goes for the walking trash cans and certain DNA dumpsters who are now saying they've had enough equality for one day because they have to register for the draft. You know, selective service. This whole thing is just one big fucking clown show. It is. You see, these trolls can say all day that they're strong, independent, they don't need no man. And they can fake normal and pretend that their shit don't stink. But every time they get bitch-slapped by reality, every time tribulation starts dogging their steps, they assume the fetal position or they try to run back up under the man that they fucked over. Those days are finished. The doors are being slammed in their face. You know how Frederick Douglass said that knowledge makes a man unfit to be a slave? Well, this red pill philosophy makes a man unfit to be a fool for these trollops. That's what it does. The young men understand this. The men worth their salt understand this. I understand this. This is the era of consequences. If the trolls don't like it, that's just tough shit. They ask for equality, now they're getting it. You reap what you sow, what goes around comes around. I know it's harsh, I know it's brutal, but the law of reaping and sowing is brutal. If you dig a hole meant to trap somebody else, your ass gonna fall in it. That's where we are right now. Fuck your feelings. It is what it is. This is Lana Mitel. That's all I got. If you like the video, like, share, and comment, share, if you subscribe. If you don't visit my channel, you can find the tip jar on the upper right side of the screen. That's the GPS icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know the drill. You know what you're going to live with. SYSBM. As for these feminuts, these walking trash cans, and these feckless children who are about to be put out on the street, and they're going to try to run back under you and ask for help. Give them nothing. This has been Mitel PSA. More to come. Sit tight. See you soon.